Our next expression, I would argue that. So again, we have that, no comma. I would argue that the death penalty is not a good form of punishment. Oftentimes, the TOEFL may ask you if you agree or disagree with the death penalty. You could use, I would argue that the death penalty is the best way to deal with criminals. So it all depends on your opinion, but you can either agree or disagree with this statement. Another way to say, I think, from my point of view, or from my perspective. Okay. Notice we have a comma for both of these. From my point of view. Okay. So now I'm not going to use an IELTS or TOEFL example. I'm going to use a superhero example. From my point of view, Cyclops is a horrible superhero. So again, just for anyone who likes to argue, this is a good one to use. The last one is a very high formal way of saying your opinion. I am inclined to believe that. So you wouldn't use this with your friends. If you have an argument with your friends, maybe you're talking about the best place to live in the world or the best place to travel to. If you said, I am inclined to believe that France is a great place to visit, your friends would find your language too formal. But you can use this in writing, in formal writing. If you're writing the TOEFL or the IELTS, you can use this expression. And again, at the end we have that. We don't have a comma, okay? So be aware that if you use any of these expressions with that, when you write them, you do not need a comma. Whereas for the other ones that don't have that, use a comma and then write if you agree or disagree or what you think.